بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi Alayh, who was the real ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has mentioned many quotations, anecdotes, many incidents and stories showing us the path towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It once mentioned, and he says, lose your soul in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Lose your soul in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I swear there is no other way. So he's showing us that if you want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to gain his ma'rifat and to be a genuine obedient slave and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to be successful in the hereafter, then one has to be engrossed and submerged in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, lose your soul. Just become madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the mashayikh have been mentioning, that a person has to have real love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come to a certain level within him that will prod him and push him into obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, all of them, and refraining from all the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just obeying Allah and remaining away from his prohibitions and staying away and refraining from his prohibitions, but a person enjoys doing that. He enjoys every moment in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that in another quotation is mentioned, go so deep in the love of Allah ta'ala that even the ocean, the depths of the ocean becomes envious of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, that run away, escape, flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mufassireen and ulama have then expounded and explained in various tafaseer and explanations and commentaries. And mashayikh have then explained this point. And the crux of all this is that a person sometimes finds himself in the mess of vice and evil and sins. And he's deep down in this abyss of evil, in this hole of filth. He's living a morbid life, an immoral life, a life of filth, sins. Every moment of his life, he's just disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's either he's gambling his time away, or he's taking drugs, or he's womanizing, committing zina. He's involved in fraudulent dealings. He's lying, he's cheating. The environment in which he is caught into this web of evil, he has to escape from it. The word fafirru, then flee. In Arabic, the word firar. Firar means to run, to escape, to flee. So he's going to flee away from this life, this immoral life, towards a pure life. A life of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll come out of the ta'at of shaitan to the ta'at of Ar-Rahman. From the obedience of shaitan, he will flee from that and he'll go to the obedience of Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will escape from the sins and ma'asiyat towards making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will escape from this ignorant life that he's leading. He does not know, does not have any ilm of Quran, hadith, sunnah. He does not know what Allah wants from him. He does not know the injunctions of sharia. He comes out of this jahalat and he goes towards ilm and knowledge. Now he begins to seek the masail of salat and wudu and taharat and zakat and hajj and fasting. He comes out and he flees from a life of ingratitude. He's ungrateful to the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon him. He's eating all these bounties. He's enjoying these bounties. But at the same time, he's disobeying Allah, who is the one who has blessed him with these bounties. So he escapes from this na-shukri towards the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes his life is full of misery. It is very tight. He's got problems, sorrows, griefs. And now he escaped from all this towards the spaciousness of the love and the lutf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he finds a beautiful opening away from his problems. Why? Because he gains sukoon and sakina in the dhikr of Allah. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. This firar, this fleeing, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in Bayan al-Quran, the meaning of which is that this escaping, this running away from this evil environment, from the sins, from ma'asiyat, and all that we explain now, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the love of Allah, towards the marifat of Allah, towards tawheed of Allah, towards the oneness of Allah, towards making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This moving away and escaping towards Allah should be done with shawq and muhabbah, with longing, with zeal, with fervor, with some type of enjoyment that he's looking forward towards. In the world we have firar, we run away from a person who we are afraid of. An enemy is behind us. He's going to seize us. He's going to catch us. So we escape, we run away from his clutches. We are running with fear. We are afraid. There is khawf in us. Where are we going to escape? So in the dunya, when we escape from any person or anything, we're escaping with fear. The heart is trembling. The person is overwhelmed with fear. He's gripped with fear. He's got khawf in him. But this firar towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a different running and different escape. Your heart will be trembling with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this morbid life, you just want to come out of it. And you broke yourself away from it. And now you're going to a pure life. A life you never imagined before. A life of peace, happiness, tranquility, serenity. Now when you take the name of your Allah, you're getting a different type of enjoyment. Such enjoyment and ecstasy you never got in that immoral habits that you had and the bad behavior and conduct and the life that you were leading. Ulama have also explained in this firar, when a person runs, he escapes, there is this sense of isti'jal, hastening, rushing. Nobody runs and escapes taking a few steps and going very, very casually and walking slowly. When you say escape, run, then he is moving very swiftly, very rapidly, very fast. Hence they say, do not delay. Do not delay when you are turning now towards Allah. When you have made up your mind and you're making this firar, you're taking this escape towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this exit and this passageway towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, rush. Be hasty. Do not take it very laxed and easily. Do not procrastinate. Sometimes shaitan will come and nafs will come and will say, you are so filthy. Your whole life you destroyed. Such a filthy person. Where are you going to cleanse yourself and make tawbah? Ulama say, do never ever feel so filthy to cleanse yourself in the oceans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and mercy. As though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamari ye is bargah, na umidi ki bargah nahi. This bargah of ours, this court of ours, is not a place where you will come and you'll find yourself disappointed and losing hope. Never. When you come to us, we are prepared and ready to forgive you. We are ready to embrace you in our love and mercy. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when a person is going to do this, he'll find sa'adat in his life. He'll find happiness in his life. He'll find enjoyment in his life. What type of enjoyment is this? He'll find that he'll be able to make the ta'at, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good deeds, very, very easily. Before it was a burden. To fast in the month of Ramadan was a very daunting task for him. It was difficult. To make dhikr of Allah, to read some Quran, to read Yasin Sharif, to read Salat, was difficult for him. He couldn't do it. Others were going towards the masjid. He never found himself in the masjid. Now suddenly, when he has escaped from this evil environment and sins towards Allah's mercy, and Allah has embraced him, now he'll find taysiru ta'at. Good deeds becoming very, very easy for him. Suddenly he'll find himself wanting to adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see this change in his life. He's now growing his beard. Now the sister is wearing her hijab and her scarf. And she's gaining enjoyment in doing so. Before she should feel embarrassed, ma'adallah. Now they are happy to do it. Now he is concerned about his salah that he missed in his life. And he'll ask the ulama, what about my qada salah? What about the times I never fasted? So now he's changing. There's a change in his life. Ta'at becomes easy for him. He wants the sunnah to come into his life. And he finds himself moving towards the circle and company of pious friends. Before he had evil company. Last week we discussed in detail the harms of having evil company. So now this person does not enjoy being in the company of those people. He wants good friends, pious friends. And then he'll be very, very careful about how he spends his time. It is time for salah. Long before Adhan, he is ready, moving, getting ready, preparing himself. Now he's going to go to the masjid, to the house of Allah. He's waiting to go. Perhaps he's gone for some invitation, some dawah. There too he's restless. He keeps on looking at his watch. People say, what's wrong? He say, no, just now will be Adhan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing him closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll find this person, suddenly he's becoming so generous. Previously he was a miser, he couldn't spend. He would spend his money on haram, gambling, lottery, etc. Now he's spending on the poor, the needy. Now he has ihtimam of the Muslimin. He has some pain in his heart. When he hears that Muslims are being persecuted and they're troubled in different parts of the world, now he begins to shed those tears out of worry and concern for them. So these are the things that will bring the sa'adat and joy in his life. Why? He has escaped from the evil of ma'asi, sins and dhunub, towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards good deeds. Let us not procrastinate. This firar that Allah talks about in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, and escape and rush and hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bring us closer to Him. We need to make this escape out of the miserable lives that sometimes we fall into the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to ponder over what we have said today. Reflect and let us see how we can bring some change, and if we have escaped, then how are we going to preserve this condition that we are now in the obedience of Allah, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right till we leave this world. Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bisadru shari.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu laka shukru kulluhu la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma, humare khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, remove us from the evil habits that we have, my Allah. From ma'asiyat and sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from the immorality we are living in. Ya Allah, take us away from the bihayai, ya Allah. Grant us haya, my Allah. Grant us tawfiq of tawbat and nasuha. Grant us tawfiq of ta'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Help us to escape from evil company, my Allah. Towards good company, my Allah. Towards making your nashukri towards your shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, towards your disobedience towards, and to run away from your disobedience towards your obedience, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. You are so kind and so loving, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we commit sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we falter, my Allah. Ya Allah, we slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, we displease you, my Allah. But my Allah, we just make one sincere tawbah and you are ready to forgive us, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. The ishq and muhabbat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us sa'adat in our lives. Sa'adat in dunya. Sa'adat in akhirah, my Allah. Especially on the day of qiyamah. Ya Allah, make us be successful, my Allah. Don't punish us on the day of qiyamah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. In Jannah, Ya Allah, you bestow upon us all the beautiful bounties, especially seeing you, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Bless us with the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of sajda, my Allah. The sweetness of dhikr and tilawat, my Allah. The sweetness of your obedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant, protect us from the shar of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, plenty, ya Allah, abundant rosy, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Whoever is maqruz, ya Allah, remove him from his debts, my Allah. Help him to pay off his debts with ease, my Allah. Put raham in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. So many at this very moment they are in hospital, my Allah. So many have requested duas, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ash-shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, and all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have been kidnapped, my Allah. Oh, lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them find their way again, my Allah. Bring them back home, my Allah, unharmed, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, have rahmat the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, when they have no food, young masoom children have to eat grass, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, they have to eat leaves from the tree, my Allah. They've got no water, they've got no food, my Allah. The enemies keep on, Ya Allah, they are still persecuting the Muslims, my Allah. They have got no rahm in their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got hearts of stone, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, tu unko hala kar dijiye, Ya Allah. Destroy the enemy, my Allah. Destroy the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the Muslims victory, my Allah. Allah, give them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory, my Allah. Allah, Rasulullah has told us, my Allah. Allah, in the hadith, and Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, Ba'ad al-usri yusra,
After difficulty comes ease. Allah, you have, Rasulullah has mentioned, after any trial and difficulty, your nusrat will come, by Allah. Ya Allah, how long they are suffering, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the shuhada, give them jannatul firdaus, all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Protect the izzat of our mothers and sisters there, my Allah. Masum children, my Allah. Ya Allah, when our little child gets sick, Ya Allah, we become restless, my Allah. Ya Allah, those masum children, my Allah. Their bodies have been injured, my Allah. They've got no limbs, my Allah. They've got no parents who pass the hands of mercy upon them, my Allah. They've got no person, my Allah, besides you, my Allah. You are Rahim, Kareem, my Allah. Ab tu ummat par raham farma. Forgive us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Allah, you have given us so many chances and opportunities, my Allah. Allah, we made so many promises to you, but we break those promises, my Allah. Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Guide us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Allah, whatever hajat we have, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, have raised their hands. Our mothers at home, they have raised their hands. Our brothers in the masjid have raised their hands, my Allah. Allah, they only asking you, my Allah. We're not begging from anybody else, because nobody else can give us anything, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, we only worship you, my Allah. We only beg from you, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wat al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. Wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك. يا الله give us موت الإيمان موت المدينة الشريف بري الجنة البقية. يا الله grant us the شفاعة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the day of قيامة تحوذي كسر وطفة from his مبارك hands. يا الله make us enter الجنة without any حساب كتاب. Protect us from عذاب القبر عذاب جهنم from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. يا الله protect our children, our grandchildren. يا الله make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين. ما الله ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Allah, all good works of deen that is taking place, accept it, my Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Jama'ahs are going out in your path, accept the coming out, my Allah. Make the ijtima' a success, my Allah. Allah, efforts are made, be made by the in the khankas, by mashayikh, my Allah. In makatib, in hifz class, in darul ulooms, my Allah. Different organizations, institutions, individually, collectively, my Allah. Accept every person's, ya Allah, efforts. Around all ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.